So, Rafer.
Yes, Kristen.
There was a very magic movie moment this week. We went to see The Fighter, starring Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale, Melissa Leo, and Amy Adams, getting a lot of Oscar buzz right now.
Yep.
And when the movie was done, when the lights came up, we looked over at each other knowingly and said, I think I know how you feel about this movie.
Yes. And it turned out that we were wrong.
I was right.
You were right.
I knew how you felt.
I was wrong.
Okay, before we explain more about what we were right and what we were wrong about and how we really felt about this movie, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
Okay, Rafer. The movie is done. There's been some fighting. There's been some loving. There have been some personal revelations, maybe some personal growth.
There has been personal growth. That's right. Yeah.
And at the end of this boxing movie, getting all the Oscar buzz, I look over at you and say, I think I know how you feel, and I think you know how I feel. But what did you think I felt?
I thought you were going to be essentially okay with it. I thought that you would have I figured that you would have liked it slightly less than I did, maybe only because guys like to see people being hit in the head more than girls do. But other than that, I thought that you probably I kept thinking, well, she probably thought Christian Bale was really good. She probably liked Mark Wahlberg just because I have to know she likes Mark Wahlberg. I think you also are an Amy Adams fan. I know you're a Melissa Leo fan. I personally felt that it had a really good script. I thought it was very well directed. And I just figured that, you know, that you'd be pretty much of the same mind. And it turns out that you just weren't. Tell me if we've been on the radio already today on The Takeaway talking about this, and you raised one particular objection. Tell me what it is. Elaborate.
I had a couple of objections that I brought up on the radio. One, that Christian Bale, his dynamic method acting or whatever you want to call it, he's supposed to be a crack addict, later in the movie a recovering crack addict possibly, that I think he's supposed to be charismatic and dynamic and magnetic for the viewer, but mostly he just totally irritated me.
Really?
I found him completely irritating, like a fly in my ear when I'm trying to fall asleep at night.
Wow.
Totally irritating. And then the second objection that I raised on the show today was I really felt that as much as I love all the cast, and you're right, I love all the actors in this movie, as much as I love them, I felt that the filmmakers didn't. I think that they were making fun of the characters that the actors were playing. I think that the fact that they were blue collar, that they had specific hairstyles and accents that were very South Boston, I believe. The filmmakers just tried to get all of their laughs out of, look at how poor these people are. Look, they have no class. They're so tacky. Look at them.
Yeah, okay.
They're not educated. So many jokes about that, about the fact that they're so uneducated that they think people who've dropped out of college are just so la-di-da.
Yeah, right. I guess I would say, well, it's, okay, so to start with the Christian Bale point, it's true. If Christian Bale irritates you in this movie, don't go see the movie. The movie is really, although it's essentially Mark Wahlberg's film. He plays Mickey Ward, who's a real life boxer who became famous for his bouts with Arturo Gatti. Although this movie sort of tells the story of how he becomes that boxer, it doesn't really go into the Gatti bouts. But so it's Mark Wahlberg's movie ostensibly, but it's going to be Christian Bale's Oscar, or at least certainly his Oscar nomination. He's going to be the one everyone's talking about. I'm not a Christian Bale fan for the most part, but I thought he was fantastic in this. I thought he was really he just felt very alive and real and believable to me. And he's done one of his famous weight dropping moves here, and I think he looks great. He looks the part. I just thought his character was very engaging. He's a crack addict, as you say, and I think he was really realistic in that. I think his scenes with Melissa Leo, who plays his mother, are very, heartrending. And I think his scenes with Mark Wahlberg were very believable, you know, as this screwed up family that somehow, nevertheless, still wants to love each other. I believed all that.
you know, I could tell that you felt that way. When we were watching the movie, there was just this moment that just hit me when I was rolling my eyes and they rolled all the way over to you sitting next to me. And you just looked so engaged. You just looked...
Was I sitting forward biting my knuckles with a tear rolling down my eyes?
Something along those lines. I think you may have even reached down and touched your heart for a moment.
I think I may have.
You may have done something like that. But and
wow.
I was trying my best not to shake my head through the whole movie. And because it's not like the acting is bad. A lot of the acting is very, very good.
Right.
I just felt that, like I said, Christian Bale irritated me. I felt the characters weren't really given a fair shake, you know. And then for the second half of the movie, when we really get into Mark Wahlberg's training to try and be a real fighter,
right,
it turned into a really conventional, not surprising, Rocky sort of story during the second half of the film that I just started to get bored.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hear you on that. And I feel like, you know, I haven't written my review of this movie yet for Newsday. And I'm struggling on whether this would be a 3.5-star movie, you know, sort of like a really excellent film, or is it really just still kind of a 3-star, this is pretty good, go see it kind of movie? This is a fine point.
Do you want some help with that review, Rafer?
I already know what you're going to say. The biopic, I do think, is a formula that has been pretty well played out, and it's pretty rare to see a biopic that does something different. I personally liked Ray, but you know, with Jamie Foxx, but I was astounded at how people were overjoyed by that movie. They thought it was a masterpiece.
Come on. It was mediocre at best.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a completely average film. I do want to say though that I think you're right about the class problem in the film, and it did strike me here and there. It's always when the sisters, when Mark Wahlberg has this,
he has seven
sisters who are this kind of, and they are funny, but there are these moments where they tip over into kind of like a caricature of being. You kind of look at them and you're like, these people actually sort of look like a pack of wolves. You know what I mean? Like literally wolves. They're really. They just look like
wolves,
like,
with really big hair.
Yeah, and I do have to say there was a point where I kind of thought, you know, if I were from Southie, I'd be getting awfully sick of seeing myself portrayed on screen this way. You know, between Good Will Hunting and what's the latest Ben Affleck movie, The Town.
Oh and, yeah,
you know. I mean, I like both those movies, but I mean, Southie is really becoming this kind of, you know, people in Wisconsin now have this idea of, you know, of what Southie looks like, right? It's just, it's funny.
Yeah, and I don't need every movie to be perfectly PC when it comes to class. I really don't need that.
No, I know. I don't, but
when the rest of the tone of the movie is trying to be something that's semi-realistic, and then you bring the stuff in that seems kind of mean-spirited and clownish at the same time.
Yeah.
It just seemed completely off the mark for me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But, you know, I mean, that being said, even if the sisters were fixed, I think I still wouldn't have loved this movie like you did.
Well, here's my last question for you, Kristen. Didn't Mark Wahlberg have his shirt off enough for you to at least give this some stamp of approval?
Oh, Rafer, you know me so well. Well, I will say there's plenty of Mark Wahlberg without a shirt. And for that, I will say, yes, if you like that, go see this movie.
All right.
If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.